जरूरी, अभी पोता नहीं।
थैंक यू सो मच प्रार्थी जी फॉर जॉइनिंग द कॉल. हरे कृष्णा. वेलकमिंग ऑल ऑफ यू टू द भक्ति संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस कमल लोचन प्रभुजी. प्रभुजी इज गोइंग टू एनलाइट अस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18th वर्स 7. I request Suresh or Shyam Prabhuji to give brief introduction of Kamalochan Prabhuji. Prabhuji, please take out the call, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Yeah, His Grace Kamalochan Prabhuji was born in Mysore in the Madhva Brahmin family. Brought up in Andhra Pradesh in a very orthodox family where he developed a natural taste for inquiring into the mysteries of God's creation. Passed out of Marine Engineering Research Institute, Calcutta in 1994. It is there in the college as a cadet. He came in touch with the devotees of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhuji found that all the unanswered questions were completely satisfied in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Still as an engineering student, he studied Bhagavad Gita 5 times and mastered the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta philosophy in a short period of 2 years. And was initiated into the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He joined the Merchant Navy as an engineering officer and worked for 3 years. During this time, he felt the urge to teach the message of Gita to children and youth who were misguided by consumerism. So he gave up his lucrative job and joined ISKCON Mira Road, where he was promoted as the vice president of ISKCON Mira Road within a year and is currently the co-president of ISKCON Mira Road. He is also a visiting professor in MS University for Management and Social Work faculties and also conducts seminars on personality development topics in educational and corporate sectors. His only concern is that the children and youth should understand the moral and spiritual values as enunciated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. His life is dedicated to teaching children and youth. Hare Krishna Mataji, back to you, Dhanavad Pranam. All glories to Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Mataji, can we wait for Prabhu available time? Hare Krishna Kamalochan Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving your valuable association, Prabhuji, valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Please take out the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. Reading from Canto 5, Chapter 18, and text number 7. Now, Hari Vamsha. हरिवंशे चापि भगवान् नरहरि रूपेणास्ते तद्रूप ग्रहणानिमित्तम् उत्तरताराभिपत्येशे तद्दैत्यं रूपं महापुरुषगुणभाजनो महाभागवतो दैतदानवकुलशीर्षिकारणशीलचरितप्रह्लादो अनन्य भक्ति योगेन सह तद्वर्षपुरुषैर् रूपास्ते इदं चोदाहरति. What word meaning? Harivarshe, in the track of land known as Harivarsha. Cha also, api indeed, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narahari Rupena, in his form of Narasimha, aste is situated. Tad Rupa Grahana Nimittam, the reason why the Lord Krishna Keshu assumed the form of Narasimha, Uttaratara, in the later chapters, Abhidhyasye, I shall describe Tat, that, Daitam, most pleasing Rupam, form of the Lord, Mahapurusha Gunabhajanaha, Prahlada, who is the abode of all good qualities of great personalities. Mahabhagavata, the topmost devotee, Daita Dhanava Kula, Irti, Karana Shira Charita, whose activities and characters were so exalted that he delivered all the Daitas born in the family, Prahlad, Maharaj Prahlad, Avyavadhana Ananya Bhakti Yogena, by uninterrupted and unflinching devotional services, Saha, with Tadvarsha Purushaihi, the inhabitants of Harivarsha, Upaste, offer obeisances to and worship Idam, this Cha, and Udaharati chants. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, K.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear King, Lord Narasimha resides in a tract of land known as Harivarsha. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall describe to you how Prahlad Maharaj caused the devotee to assume the form of Narasimha. Prahlad Maharaj, the topmost devotee of the Lord, is a reservoir of all the good qualities of great personalities. His character and his activities have delivered all the fallen members of his demoniac family. Lord Narasimha is very dear to this exalted personality. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj, along with his servants and all the denizens of Harivarsha, worship Lord Narasimha by chanting the following mantra. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Jayadeva Goswamis. Jayadeva Goswamis, 10 prayers worshipping the incarnations of Lord Krishna, Keshava, contain his name in every stanza. For example, Keshava Drita, Narahari Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Keshava Drita, Meena Sharira, Jai Jagadisha Hare. And Keshava Drita, Vamana Rupa, Jai Jagadisha Hare. The word Jagadisha refers to the proprietor of all the universes. His original form is the two-handed form of Lord Krishna standing with a flute in his hand and engaged in tending the cows. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Chinta Mani Prakara Sattva Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vritesha Surabira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahastra Shatasambrama Sevyamanam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the Premier Lord, the first progenitor who is tending the cows, healing all the desires in abodes built with the spiritual germs and surrounded by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune. From this verse, we learn that Govinda or Krishna is the Adi Purusha, the original person. The Lord has innumerable incarnations, exactly like the innumerable waves of the flowing river. But the original form is Keshava, or original form is Krishna or Keshava. Sukadeva Goswami refers to Narasimha because of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was put in great distress by his powerful father, the demon Hiranyakashipu, apparently helpless before him. Prahlad Maharaj called on Lord, who immediately assumed the gigantic form of Narasimha Deva. half lion and half man to kill the gigantic demon. Although Krishna is original person, one without a second, he assumed different forms just to satisfy his devotees or to execute a specific purpose. Therefore, Jayadeva Goswami always repeats the name Keshava Drita, Keshava, the original personality of Godhead, in his prayers describing Lord Krishna's different incarnations of different purposes. Om Ajnana Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadameham Dadati Swapadantikam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Guru Maishtamamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ritash Vishatanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, fifth canto, 18th chapter is going on. And now we are in the 10th verse. After describing about Hayagriva, Hayagriva is the horse form of Krishna. Hayagriva is one of the forms of the Lord where he protects Vedas and gives to Brahma. He kills the demon Hayashirsha and then gives the Vedas to Brahma. Hayagriva is the horse form of Krishna, and Vishakshena is the elephant form of Krishna. Like that, Krishna has got many incarnations. People say 10 incarnations, but actually not 10. They are unlimited. Avataraya Sankhe. In the first canto, third chapter, there are so many incarnations being counted. First, second, third, fourth, like that. After counting 24 incarnations, Sutta Goswami says, I did a mistake, two mistakes. First mistake is I counted the incarnations. That is my mistake, because you cannot count something which is unlimited. If I give you one big gunny bag full of mustard and say count, my foolishness, your foolishness is to count them. My foolishness is to tell you to count. Among them, who are more foolish? Counting person is more foolish. And it's unlimited. How can you count? So, incarnations cannot be counted. So, Sutta Goswami says, I did a mistake. He says, Avatara Yasanke Hare Sapvane Devija. The incarnations are unlimited. Yata Vidasina Kulya Sarasu Sahasrasaha. Like from a pond, you can make so many different streams of water coming out of it. Unlimited streams of water can be derived from one pond. In the same way, unlimited incarnations are manifesting from the Swarupa of Krishna, and counting them is my foolishness. Now, what is the second mistake, which is more serious than the first mistake of counting them? The second mistake is when I listed the incarnations of the Lord. I counted Krishna as an incarnation. That is my second mistake. That is why he says, Yete cham sakala purusam Krishnastu. He corrects the mistake by saying, Krishnastu. But Krishna, whatever list I mentioned, they are all, Yete means, they all, Yete, Yetecha, who are they? Amsha and Kala, of whom Krishna. But the Krishna whom I mentioned among Kala and Amsha, they are not, Krishna is not neither Kala nor Amsha, he is Amshi. He is not an avatar, he is avatari. So in the first canto, third chapter, Sukadeva Goswami, he admits his two mistakes. Counting Krishna as an avatar and thinking Krishna is an avatar is a big mistake. Because he is Swayam Rupa. All the avatar comes under the category of Tadekatma Rupa. If you go to teachings of Lord Chaitanya, conversations between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami that there are three kinds of avatars. Categories of forms, not avatars. Three categories of forms of Krishna. Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma Rupa and Avesha Rupa. Within Swayam Rupa, there is Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakasha. Swayam Rupa is Krishna and Swayam Prakasha is Balaram. The only difference is the color and the form, that's all. In Tadekatma Rupa, there is Prabhava and Vibhava. The Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Anuddha and Vasudeva who are staying in Dwaraka, in four directions, in Dwaraka. And they expand as Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Anuddha and Vasudeva in Vaikuntha. Dvitiya Chaturvyuha. And from then, unlimited Chaturvyuhas are coming from Sankarsana. So these are all Prabhava. In the Vibhava category, who is there? They are all these incarnations. Among the different forms which Krishna manifests in Vaikuntha, these forms, few of them appear in this planet. And those who descend to this planet or to this material world, they are called avatari, avatara, incarnation. Ultimately, all these incarnations are springing out from whom? From Krishna only. So the best proof that Krishna is the source of all incarnations, all the forms, is Jayadeva Goswami, is our authority. Many people in India, if you ask them to list the 10 avatars, they say, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, and Parushurama, Rama, Balarama, Krishna, and Kalki. Instead of Buddha, they put Krishna. But the concept of Dashavatar was made famous by whom? Jayadeva Goswami. No Puranas talk about Dashavatar. Only the Dashavatar was made famous by, he selected few avatars and glorified them. And in the Dashavatar list, unfortunately, people think that there is Krishna there. No. In all the prayers, Keshavadrita, Minasarira, Keshavadrita, Kachaparupa, and Keshavadrita, Kurma Sharira, Keshavadrita, Kurma Sharira, Keshavadita, Matsya Kurma, Varaha Rupa, Sukra Rupa, and then Keshavadita, Narahari Rupa, Keshavadita, Vamana Rupa, Keshavadita, Bhrugupati Rupa, Keshavadita, Rama Sharira, Keshavadita, then you have Rama, Parushrama, then you have Haladara Rupa, Balaram, then Buddha Sharira, then Kalki Sharira. And the 11th verse says, Keshavadrita Dasavida Rupa Jai Jagadishare Jayade Mudidam Mudaram Shunu Shukadam Sukadam Shubadam Bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dasavida Rupa Jai Jagadishare. So person who actually wrote this Dashavatara Stotra, he doesn't mention Krishna as an avatar. He mentions Krishna as the source of all avatars. That is why he says Keshava. Keshava is exclusively Krishna's name. One who arranges the hairs of Radharani so nicely, Keshava of Radharani, Keshava. Other one who kills Keshi Daman. Or Ka Isha, who even surpasses the strength of Brahma and Lord Shiva. So like that, there are so many derivations of the word Keshava. But when you say Keshava, it doesn't refer to Rama, it doesn't refer to any no incarnation, only refers to Krishna. So Hayagriva is a form of Krishna, is a horse form of Krishna. Hayagriva is glorified. Jnanandamayam Devam Nirmalaspatikakritim. Jnanandamayam Devam Nirmalaspatikakritim. Spatika. You have heard about spatika. Spatika stone. It is very crystalline. That is the color. Jnanandamayam Devam. His body is made up of full of knowledge and bliss. Satchitananda. Jnanandamayam Devam. Nirmala spatika kritim. Adharam sarvidyana. He is the source. He is the basis of all the knowledge. Adharam sarvidyana. Agrim pasmahe. So very, very interesting verse. If somebody wants to get knowledge, worship Hayagriva. Hayagriva is a very interesting. There are so many pastimes of Hayagriva. But not so famous in his hand. But a lot of pastimes are there. How he in Sri Sampradaya, Hayagriva is worshipped by Vedanta Deshika. Hayagriva manifested and gave him a deity to worship. The same deity is still there in Thiruvaindra Puram in Kadalur district. In Chidambaram, Thiruvaindra Puram is a place where 32 years he worshipped Hayagriva. Garuda gave mantra, Hayagriva mantra to Vedanta Deshika. Vedanta Deshika, he worshipped Hayagriva. And Hayagriva revealed all knowledge to him. In the Madhya Sampradaya, one more Acharya who is a great devotee of Hayagriva is Vadiraja Tirtha. And one Vedanta Deshika is Ghantavatar. In Tirupati, you don't have bell. There is a bell manifested in the form of Vedanta Deshika. There, the Brahmana who took the letter from Rukmini to Krishna, that Brahmana, he incarnated as Vadiraja Tirtha, which yogi, Vadiraja. Vadiraja Guru Mande, Hayagriva Dayashrayan, the Pranam Mantra of Vadiraja Tirtha. So, Hayagriva, a person used to come and take Hayagriva from Vadiraja Tirtha. Hayagriva is a sweet dish in Karnataka. He used to eat a lot in his childhood. Every week, Hayagriva is made of chana dal, ghee. As much chana dal, so much ghee you make the dish. That is liked very much by Hayagriva. And because Lord Hayagriva likes it, the sweet name itself is known as Hayagriva. Vadiraja Tirtha. He appeared in Madhya Sampradaya and he saw Hayagriva is being worshipped every day in Pandapur. And Hayagriva, he went to every day. There was one farmer complaining, from your ashram, from your matha, one horse is coming and then eating all my corn. Then Vadiraja told, what horse you are taking? I am a sadhu and there is no horse. I am not a king to keep horse. Then the farmer told, you need to come and see the night. Then Vadiraja saw, he was hiding. He saw Lord himself or Hayagriva, he came and is going here and everywhere in the fields and eating his corns and then going back. Then Vadiraja told the farmer, you are so fortunate. The Lord himself is coming and eating all the corns in your farm. Then he told the farmer, he is eating, but what about me? I all my efforts are gone. Then told next day morning, go and see. And he saw in his farm there was golden corn. Then seeing the beautiful farm of Haigriva, Dashavatara Shruti was written by Rajiraja Tirtha in Ashwaduti. If you hear the song, it is like the tune, the chanda of the song is like the horse is galloping. Gallop of the horse. That is a chanda which he used to sing that song. And he composed the Dashavatara Stuti. You want to see that after the class, you can just go. Dashavatara Stuti Vadiraja. You type in YouTube, you'll get that song. So I'm just giving some information. Some general knowledge. Because Haigriva has been described in the previous verse. And Haigriva Dayashrayan Jnanaanandamayam Devam Nirmana Spadikakritim Adharam Sarvidhyanam Haigriva Pasmahe. So now after describing Haigriva, now comes talking about Harivarsha. Harivarshe in Harivarsha. Cha in that Harivarsha also. Api Bhagavan Narahari Rupe Aste. He's sitting there. Aste means he's sitting there. He doesn't go here and there. He's permanently sitting. Who is there? Who is he? Narahari Rupa. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Now, in this verse, there is a description of Prahlad. His bhakti. Now, before we actually go to act this verse, one important point. I'll start with one important question. That is, if I ask anybody, Prahlad Maharaj is whose devotee? Everybody will say, Prahlad Maharaj is devotee of Krishna. They'll say, Prahlad Maharaj is devotee of Narasimha. But our acharyas have clearly told, Prahlad Maharaj is not a devotee of Narasimha. Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee of Krishna. He is Krishna's devotee. How can you say that? What is the proof for it? The proof is very simple. For that, we have to go to Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to go to Srimad Bhagavatam, where Narada himself talks about the glory of Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Prahlad Maharaj had so many wonderful qualities. So, what are the qualities which Prahlad Maharaj had? Brahmanya, Shira Sampanna. Brahmanya. Brahmanya means what? Brahmanya means he was so much dedicated to all the Vedic literatures. Brahmanyaha Shirasampannaha. Shirasampanna means he has all the good qualities, divine qualities. So many divine qualities. In future, Narada says, wherever and whenever there will be discussion about saintliness, whether in the planet, higher planet systems or on earth or wherever it is, even in the Asura Loka, if somebody has to talk about, good qualities, then they have to talk about Prahlad Maharaj. They just cannot become indifferent. Without talking about Prahlad Maharaj, you just cannot have any good qualities measured. good qualities can only be measured when we actually talk about Prahlad Maharaj. So Narada himself is glorifying about his disciple. Just imagine, a guru glorifying his disciple, not in front of one or two people, whole Rajasuya Sabha is there. In that Rajasuya Sabha, Prahlad Maharaj is being glorified. Who is glorifying? His guru is glorified. That is a perfection. A disciple glorifying spiritual master, that is not perfection. Anyway, he does it. But the guru, spiritual master, becomes so impressed seeing the devotees, his disciples' qualities, that he starts glorifying. Oh, my disciple is so wonderful. My disciple is so wonderful. Now, in the 7th canto, 4th chapter, 35th verse. Yam sadugat gata sadasi ripavopisura ripa pratimanam prakurvanti imutanye bhavadrisha. In any assembly, if somebody has to speak about good qualities, Yudhishthir, even enemies of demons, that is, even in heavenly planets, they have to speak out Prahlad. They have to cite Prahlad as an example. You know, like Prahlad. Gunair alam asankheir, asankhya unlimited gunas. Prahlad Maharaj. Among all the gunas, the topmost guna is bhakti. Hear about it. 36, 37, 38, three verses, 7th canto, 4th chapter. Gunairalama sankher maha mahatmyam tasya suchyate. Gunair evam asankher mahatmyam tasya suchyate. I'm going to describe what the Mahatmyam tasa suchyate means. I'm just giving you some indication only, not full. Prahlad Maharaj's glories cannot be described in full. Tasa suchyate. Just to give you some indication. Yes, but asankhya. Some indication has been given. And the real quality I'm going to tell. What is that? Vasudeve Bhagavati yasya naisargiki rati. Vasudeve Bhagavati yasya naisargiki rati. Prahlad Maharaj has naisargiki rati towards whom? Vasudeva. Naisargiki. Naisargiki means natural. It is not borrowed, it is not got in this life. It is right from birth, it is there. It is natural for Prahlad Maharaj to be a devotee of Vasudeva. Who is Vasudeva? Narada is telling Prahlad Maharaj has natural affection for Vasudeva. Vasudeva means son of Vasudeva, Krishna. Next, 37th verse. 7th canto, 4th chapter, 37th verse. Yasya kridanta kobalo jadavattan manastaya krishna graha grihitatma naveda jagadidrisham. From the very beginning, yasya balanta kobalaha kridanta kobalaha, right from the beginning of childhood, Prahlad Maharaj, he was not interested in childish activities. And Jadavattan Manastaya Jadavat. He was like Jadavat means what? He gave up all the childhood playful activities and then he was silent and was very dull towards all these childish activities. Now Krishna Graha Grihitatma. What is the meaning of it? Prahlad Maharaj was haunted by Krishna consciousness. Krishna had haunted him. Like a person haunted by the ghost. He doesn't know what is he doing, what is he speaking. So Prahlad Maharaj was haunted. He is totally Krishna conscious. To say the same thing, it is said that he was haunted by Krishna. Grihita, graha grihita. He was haunted. Krishna graha grihita atma. That is why Naveda Jagadidrisham. He was not knowing what's happening. Now just see. 38th verse. Asina Paryatan Ashnan. Asina while sitting. Paryatan while walking. Ashnan while eating. Shayanaha while sleeping. Prabhiban while drinking. Bhruvam while talking. Nanusandatta etani. Nanusandatta. He was not knowing that he is eating, he is sleeping, he is talking, he is walking, he is sitting. No, he was not knowing. Why? Govinda parirambita. Thirty-six verses. Vasudeva Bhagavati Yasya Naisargi Kirati. 37 verses. Krishna Krahadvita Atma Naveda Jagadidrisham. 38 verses. Nana Sandatta Etani Govinda Parimta. He is embraced by Krishna. Krishna Alingan Kiya. Krishna Kedwara Nithi Alingat Kiya. Prahlad Dwara was constantly embraced by Govinda. Govinda Parimta. Vasudeva, Krishna, Govinda. Three words are used in 3 verses. Now tell me. Is Prahlad Maharaj devotee of Narasimha or is a devotee of Krishna? It is a proof that Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee of Krishna. Not Narasimha. Of course, both are in tattva the same. But here, Narada, who knows better about Prahlad than Narada, he uses 3 words. Vasudeva and uses Krishna, uses Govinda. Embraced by Govinda, haunted by Krishna, and natural devotion to affection to whom? To Vasudeva. This shows the speciality of Prahlad Maharaj. That he is a devotee. He is a devotee of Krishna. Now going further in the same section, the qualities of Prahlad Narada is speaking. Kvachit druddhati vaikuntha chinta sabala chetanaha kvachit dhasasita chinta lada udgayati kvachit kvachit. Sometimes he is ruddhati, he used to cry when, like a child would cry when the baby would not seek mother. Sometimes a small baby, mother takes the baby to some store or grocery store. She is busy and the baby is playing. All of a sudden the baby looks here and there. Mother is not seen. Starts crying. Same way Krishna is always in the mind of Prahlad Maharaj. And the moment somewhat it happens, Krishna, he forgets or he doesn't see Krishna in the mind. Immediately Prahlad Maharaj starts crying. Kvachit rudati vaikuntaha chinta sabala chetana kvachit dhavati. As soon as Prahlad Maharaj would see Krishna, like a baby would see the mother, he stops crying. And starts smiling, laughing. Kvachit dhasati tachinta halada. To chant loudly, udghatayati. Kvachit. Naedati. 40th verse. Kvachit udkanto. Vilajjo nityati kvachit. Kvachit tad bhavanaya yuktastan mayo anurat. Anuchakaraha. Sometimes na dati, he loudly exclaims, Oh Krishna, I would exclaim. Utkantaha, kochit utkantaha, being very much anxious. And sometimes without shame, విలజ్జో నృత్యదికి వచ్చేది యూ డాన్స్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ క్వచిత్ తద్ భావనయా ఉక్త బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ ఎమోషన్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ తన్మయతో అను చకార వుడ్ ఇమిటేట్ కృష్ణస్ పాస్ట్ టెన్స్. సో ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ గ్లోరియస్ డివోషన్ ఈ సచ్ దట్ నరసింహ ఈ కీప్స్ హిమ్ ఇన్ హరివర్ష హరివర్ష బికమ్స్ ద కాన్స్టెంట్ ప్లేస్ వేర్ నరసింహ కెన్ బి ఈవెన్ ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఎవ్రీ వర్ష ఇస్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ అండ్ ద డివోటీస్ దే ఆర్ దేర్ వర్షిపింగ్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ దట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ వర్ష. Now, somebody may ask this question, that we always heard that Vishnu is there, from Vishnu all these forms come. What is understanding? How we should understand this thing? Yes, it is said. All the incarnations, in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, comes from Shirodakshya Vishnu, because he is the connection between the spiritual and the material worlds. So all the incarnations are coming from the spiritual world. So from the material world, it seems as if Shirodakshi Vishnu is coming as Rama and going back and becoming Shirodakshi Vishnu again. Shirodakshi is coming as Krishna and again going becoming Vishnu. Shirodakshi Vishnu is coming here as Vamana and again becoming Vishnu. But actually it is not the case. He is the gate. Even though a prime minister has to come to your house, he has to come to the door only. That doesn't mean the door came as prime minister. No. Anybody comes, they have to come to the door. There is a world beyond this material world. And the door is a Shirodakshi Vishnu. That is why it appears that Vishnu has come in these different forms. In the Bhagavatam also Bhishma says, Yeshavai Adyo Narayana Puman. ఆది నారాయణ ఆద్యో నారాయణ పురాణ పరావరేషో మహదంశయుక్తో వెన్ కృష్ణ అపియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ భాగవతం హీ అపియర్స్ విత్ ఆల్ ద అంశస్ ఇన్ దట్ ఇస్ వై ఆల్ ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ స్వాంశాస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ద జీవాస్ ఆర్ విభిన్న అంశస్ ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆర్ స్వాంశాస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. That is why when you list the Dashavatar, we should not have Krishna there. Krishna is not in the Dashavatar list. He is Avatari. This is the speciality of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the special nature is that all the forms come from Krishna. Your Narayana comes from Krishna. Very difficult for the Madhvas and the Shri Vaishnavas to accept it. And it is more difficult for them, even though they are Vaishnavas, to accept that Lakshmi comes from Srimati Radharani. They say, oh, Radharani, Lakshmi just came as Radharani, did some pastime temporary in Braja and she went back. But still, the Puranas clearly say that as much as Krishna is a source of all incarnations, in the same way, Radharani, she is the source of all Lakshmis. Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sevyamana Govindamadi Purusham Tamam Pratam. Even Mahavishnu likes to see Krishna and Arjuna, for that he did a pastime. So that is a special attractive feature of Krishna. Four features: Parikrama Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri. These are not there even in Narayana. They say Krishna is Purna Purushottam Bhagavan. All the 64 attributes are 100% present only in Krishna. These four attributes specifically are in Krishna and they are not found in Narayana. Then what to speak about the incarnations? That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays to Narasimha, "Oh Narasimha, I'll cry and roll at the door of your temple so that you remove all the obstacles so that I can do Radha Krishna Bhajan So Narasimha has a speciality in Gaudiya Vaishnavism that we have to roll, cry at the door of temple of Narasimha and pray to him, remove all the obstacles so that I can attain Radha Krishna. We worship Narasimha to attain Radha Krishna, not to attain Narasimha. We pray to Narasimha. Then all the obstacles are. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes 5 verses, beautiful verses. Praying to Narasimha. Ultimately, he says, my goal is Radha Krishna. So, Narasimha has got a very special position in Gaudiya Vaishnava Bhajan, Bhajan Pranali. So, we stop here. Any questions, please, to ask?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice class and nice poems, nice glorification of Prahlad Maharaj by Narad Muni. So, Prabhuji, this one, in the verse it was saying, right, Prabhu, where it said this one, Daitya Dhanava Kula Tirtha Karana Shila, right? So, he what is that? He's saying that, whose activities and character were so exalted that he delivered all the daityas, demons born in his family. But later we see, right, Prabhu, when Bali Maharaj, you know, always he was trying to attack Indra, right? And take position.
Yes.
So here it's saying he purified, right, Prabhu, his entire dynasty and family. But why Bali Maharaj, or later we see Banasura also, you know?
Banasura, did he belong to the dynasty of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj? Even though Daitya Kula means that in that line, even he was promised that nobody in his line will be killed. That is why these two, Denukasura, Talambasura, were not killed by Krishna. They were killed by Balram because they had connection with the Dvamsha. And that is what I heard. But in general, we see when a devotee appears in the family, they all get delivered. It is said in the Bhagavatam, 7th canto, I think it's the 10th chapter, when Narasimha he says, you accept some boon. Prahlad Maharaj says, I am not a vanika. I am not a businessman. Then Narasimha says, you do accept something. I am a person who can give any boon. So since you are insisting that you accept something, Prahlad Maharaj says, that, what about my father? Then Narasimha says, what to speak of your father? 10 generations before you, 10 generations later, including yourself, 21 generations, all are delivered.
Okay. Okay. So, I didn't get that part, Prabhu. Why Bali Maharaj, coming in the lineage of Prahlad, was behaving, always trying to attack, take Indra's position, Prabhu?
You see, there is an eternal enmity between the demons and the demigod. Now, but that doesn't mean Bali Maharaj is not a devotee. It is the pastime of Krishna. He makes this fight between the demons and the demigod. So in that fight, what happens is, he wants to prove a point. Indra offended Brihaspati. So anybody who offends spiritual master should lose the kingdom. Bali Maharaj worshipped Sukracharya, by which he followed system of worshipping spiritual master. He has to get the kingdom. So how will he explain this thing? How Krishna will explain? He cannot just tell one verse and leave. He has to enact a pastime for it. The whole purpose is this. And ultimately, what do we do?
He showed Indra that I favored you, but actual real favor is for Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj smiles at Indra. When Indra is getting the position, Krishna is putting the feet on his Bali Maharaj's head. Bali Maharaj smiles at Indra, hey, Indra, you are cheated. Lord, everybody is thinking, Lord cheated me, but you are cheated because you got only heaven, I got Lord. So it is a pastime of Krishna in which many objectives are being fulfilled in one pastime. I just told you a couple of things. One is,
yeah,
that how anybody worships spiritual master, even though he's a demon, since it's a fallen system, they'll be progressing. Opulence will come. Anyone is disrespectful spiritual master, even though they may be devotee, and God, he lose all opulence. Another point which I told was to show that how Bali Maharaj, devotion, surrender, Atmani Vedana Acharya, that he smiled at Indra. You think that Lord cheated, actually you are cheated. You got the kingdom of heaven, but I got the Lord of three worlds for me.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Okay. We stop here.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for wonderful class. Very enlightened, Prabhuji. Anybody have any questions or realization? Please go ahead. Unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. I have two questions. Like you were saying about Rukmini Devi sending letter with Brahmana. So you mentioned something about that thing. What happened? He got incarnation or something, that Brahmana? Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, the Brahmana incarnated as Vajiraja Tirtha.
In South India?
Yeah, in South India. He appeared in Kumbhati, 10 kilometers from Udupi. A very nice pastime how he appeared and all.
Oh.
And his mata is in Sore Vajiraja Mata. There is Bhutaraja, there is Vrindavana, Pancha Vrindavana.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. And another thing you were saying that Haigriva worship is in Pandharpur, you said. So can you tell where is the temple, or can we take darshan or something?
Which place?
Pandharpur, you said, right?
Pandharpur, there is Vajiraja Matha there, but the pastime of this thing happened in Pandharpur.
We will go to go to the internet and type Dashavatara Stotra, Dashavatara Stuti, Vajiraja. Then you will find the song written by Vajiraja in Ashwaduti.
Okay.
That one will find. We will not find any temple there. We just stayed there for some time.
Okay, so there is no temple in Pandharpur.
No. Vajiraja carries his deities. Na? His deities are there in Sode, in Sonda. If you say right, Sode Vajiraja Mata, Sode, you will get the place. There, you have the deity. That deity travels with the sannyasi. So when Vajiraja had come to Pandharpur, this pastime happened.
Okay. Yeah, I found Vajiraja Tirtha. Yeah. And means because in Pandharpur, I saw like there is a temple for Narsingh Dev, temple for Anantashesh. All these temples are there. Even Radharani's temple also there. Everybody has separate small temples. But, yeah.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very beautiful class. Vardhana Mataji, can go.
Yes, Mataji. Can we end the call, Mataji, if nobody have any questions?
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for all your valuable time and association to us this morning and giving us very enlightening class, Prabhuji. We are very grateful to you and we look forward for your association again and again, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Let us pay obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasha. Grant Rashi Madhagatam ki jai, Jai Sarvataar ki jai,
Jai
Samalakshmi Prabhuji ki
jai,
Jai Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, thank you everybody,
Hare Krishna,
thank you, we'll meet again tomorrow, Hare Krishna.